To see the truth. Suan Santitam, April 26, 2009.
Dhamma is something we need to listen to with an open mind and open heart. If we are closed-minded or guarded when Dhamma is explained to us, we will not understand it correctly. Just listen with open ears and consider it later. Try it on for size. Believing everything I say certainly isn't the right approach. It isn't the intelligent thing to do. We shouldn't be so gullible as to believe what others say too easily. On the other hand, dismissing what I say isn't so smart either. Choosing to not believe what is said is just the work of a busy mind. Listen to what is said here. Try it out. We'll see for ourselves if it is true in our experience. When we reap the results from our practice, we will know for ourselves what is true and what is not. This is the approach that will make us grow smarter and wiser. Let us take a look for ourselves if what I say is true. I am saying that the arising of mindfulness is a virtuous mental state. Let's practice and see for ourselves which mental states are virtuous and which are not. See for ourselves if it is as I say, that genuine mindfulness will arise from watching physical and mental phenomena, that is, from watching what happens in the body and mind. Sense the body breathing in and breathing out. Knowing the body is sitting, standing, walking, and lying down when it is. If the mind is happy, unhappy, or neutral, recognize that this is so. If the mind is craving or not craving, know that this is so. If the mind is angry or not, deluded or not, restless or dispirited, know it is so. Practice recognizing whatever physical and mental phenomena arise in the body and mind. Try it for yourself and see if this practice brings about mindfulness. Practice for a month or so, and if I am wrong, then you can call me a liar. But don't just think about the phenomena, and don't force attention towards the phenomena. We must truly know what has arisen without interference. Don't hold your attention on the body, the breath, the abdomen, or the feet while walking. Just know what is going on in the body and mind as much as possible. Genuine mindfulness will arise on its own. When mindfulness arises, we keep watching with a mind that is impartial towards what occurs. Such a neutral mind is not eager to know what arises. It lets phenomena occur naturally and knows just after the fact what has arisen. And when it knows, it doesn't slide down into each phenomenon to have a look at it. It knows from a distance. It is like the mind is standing on the riverbank and watching things pass downstream. It doesn't jump into the river. After we know what has arisen, we don't go in to interfere in any way. If a beautiful lady or a handsome man walks by, we don't try to avoid seeing him or her. If the eyes have already seen, then we acknowledge that seeing has occurred. After the eyes have seen, and in the mind lust arises, then we recognize that this is so. Don't interfere with this process, just practice knowing. If craving or anger arise, and we look for a solution to get rid of it, we are not knowing with a neutral mind. We are knowing and interfering. Just know. Don't mentally run around and try to look for something to know either. Just let whatever happens happen, and know it is so after the fact. Once we know it has arisen, we don't hold our focus on it. That is staring or fixating our attention. It is interfering. No matter if what arises is good or bad, delightful or painful, just know it with an impartial mind. When happiness or a virtuous state arises, like compassion or mindfulness, don't try to hold on to it. Don't try to get as much of it as possible. When an unscrupulous or unhappy state arises, don't try to be rid of it quickly. This is not knowing in an impartial way. When the mind is not equanimous, we will not see things as they really are, and our tendency will be to interfere. If we don't know how to meditate correctly, the arising of mental or physical pain will be followed by an attempt to get rid of it. That will make us tense and stiffen up. Then we'll look for a way to get rid of the tension. Or, the mind will start thinking about this and that, and even think about a way to get rid of the thinking. Thinking is a perfectly natural function of the mind. There is no need to stop or interfere with what is perfectly natural. So before knowing, we are not to be too intent on watching and thus wait expectantly. When we are knowing something, we should not move towards it and hold it in our attention. And after we have known something to arise, we don't interfere with it in any way. Then we will know clearly, and we can see for ourselves the great changes that occur in our lives as a result. If we practice correctly, the changes will happen very fast. One change we will notice is that defilements such as anger, greed, and lust will seem to arise more often than before, but they will be lighter and less effective in taking over the mind. This is because mindfulness sees them and knows them before they increase in size. It is very easy to blow out a match, but very hard indeed to blow out a full-fledged house fire. If a little flame of irritation goes unnoticed, a full fire of hatred can be unleashed. The quicker our mindfulness, the faster it puts out the little fires, and the less likely it is for a larger defilement to come up. We will be able to measure the differences in our lives. As we practice, our suffering will lessen in both severity and duration. It will seem as if we were previously living in darkness or in a fog. While we are still in the fog, of course, it seems normal. It is like someone born with cataracts who thinks he sees as clearly as everyone else. Once he has it removed, however, he can see so much clearer than before. He never knew how blind he was. The vast majority of the world is totally deluded all the time, living in a dark fog. But only when the mind awakens, when it has mindfulness and is bright, sharp, and clean, will we clearly see that our whole lives were previously in darkness. When there is mindfulness, the mind is happy on its own without the need for stimuli, and we just continue watching the body and mind work. If we are practicing correctly, there should be noticeable progress within a month. If we've been practicing for years without any wisdom arising, then surely we are doing something wrong, or perhaps still stuck in samatha practice. If we practice recognizing phenomena until mindfulness arises on its own, then we are practicing vipassana. The mind will become stable, separate from, and impartial to what arises, and able to watch phenomena without looking around for them, holding to them, or interfering with them. We will see that the body and mind are not us. The body is just a physical form that moves about and is always changing. The mind will be seen as a non-physical thing that moves about and is always changing. It changes in accordance with causation. If there is a cause for anger, greed, or delusion, it will arise. When the cause is gone, it will pass away. We cannot control it. We will see the truth over and over again. We will see that all phenomena that arise are impermanent, that none persist, and that each arises according to causation, and thus is not within our power to control. These true characteristics, the three characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta, we will clearly see for ourselves as we develop our practice. Vipassana is about attaining the wisdom of these three characteristics of all phenomena, and thus washing away our wrong understanding of the way things are. Firstly, we will wash away the falsehood that the body and mind are us. At this point, we attain the initial stage of enlightenment called stream entry. Generally, we as people are completely deluded. We lack wisdom. We think that we are this body and mind. We give them a name, identify with our names, and believe this is who we are. Others have different names, which further emphasizes that we are a separate self. Everything we do is to keep asserting this self. Whether we are thinking, talking, or doing, we are always interested in keeping this idea of self going. We have been at this business of asserting the self for so long that just a little bit of mindfulness may not be enough to show big results. We need to be patient with our meditation practice. If we practice correctly, we will see changes, slowly for some, and quickly for others. At minimum, when the mind is stable and impartial with respect to what arises in the body and mind, it is a happy or equanimous mind. It is not involved in or attached to what arises. If we can practice in this way, but haven't enlightened yet, there's no need to be impatient. We are already happy as we practice, and wisdom is sure to develop as well. The more impatient we are, the less progress we make. Impatience is greed, and thus we will be causing our own negative results. If we produce the right causes for wisdom and awakening, then the appropriate effects are sure to follow. The proximate cause for wisdom to arise is correct concentration. Correct concentration, sama samadhi, is a mind rooted in awareness that is stable in the present and does not sink down into what arises. This is the knower that was explained already. Most of us who practice meditation get absorbed in one meditation object, like the in and out breath, or in the feet while walking. This is incorrect concentration, or micha samadhi. The mind sinks down into the object. This is not a stable mind. It is a good mind, but not a wise one that sees the truth of nature. A stable mind sees that the body breathing or walking is not us. It is just a body. The mind that is angry, greedy, or anything else is not us either. The mind is angry, not us. The mind is deluded, not us. The body and mind are doing their work. They are doing what they do, not us. Right now, if anger arises, it will feel like we are angry. But if we have mindfulness, we will see that anger has arisen and the mind is the watcher of this. Anger is not us. It will all separate out and there will be no us to speak of, just physical and mental phenomena. Keep at the practice all the time. Wisdom will arise and the mind will be pure. We will have an understanding of the way things are that far surpasses any kind of intellectual knowledge. We will know with our hearts, and we will never forget. It is not as hard as we think, but we can't be lazy. We can't stop practicing or practice wrongly and expect results. This is why I speak over and over again about the correct way to practice. Observe the body and mind as they really are, with a stable and neutral mind. Know what the body is doing and what arises in the mind as much and as often as possible. We cannot force the mind to know more than it is capable of. It will progress on its own. We cannot force the mind to be mindful all the time. This is impossible, of course, since nothing is permanent. In daily life, we may have a flash of mindfulness just for a moment and then get lost for a whole minute. That is, if we practice well. If we don't keep up the practice, we will be lost from morning until night.